We have a special guest, Jason Mercier, with a very important update. It was Jason Mercier more than any other person in the state of Washington, which means more than any of the other 7.4 million people who live in this state, who pointed out over and over and over again that the attempt by politicians in Olympia to pass a so-called capital gains excise tax is really nothing more than an income tax. An income tax on investment income. Not only that, Jason Mercier took the lead in having the IRS make that point to a member of Congress who formally asked, is a capital gains tax an excise tax or an income tax? And pointed out that every other state in the union with an income tax, with an income tax, counts capital gains as part of the income tax. So he's joining us because there's now an initiative that will strike down the capital gains tax that were passed by majority Democrats in the legislature a couple of years ago. The initiative had to go to the attorney general's office to get a ballot title. You know, that's what people read before they decide whether to vote. And he wanted KVI listeners to know something very intriguing about the ballot title. He joins us now. How are you, Jason Mercier?
I'm doing good, John. Thanks for having me on. And you know, as you laid out there, we have consistently, I think, finally made the case that from the IRS to every other state to other countries in the world, we'll all tell you the same thing. A capital gains tax is an income tax. And I was hopeful that we could finally put this controversy behind us because last month, an Inslee appointed judge actually ruled that, yes, just like everybody else in the world, this is so true in Washington, a capital gains tax is an income tax and not an excise tax. And in fact, it went a step further and ruled what they passed was unconstitutional. But when it comes to this ballot...
By the way, explain why that's an important distinction. Explain why it's an important distinction, excise versus income.
Well, for purposes of Washington state law, we have over 100 years of rulings from the Supreme Court. Because of our very broad definition of property in our state constitution, we have the broadest definition of property in any state. It says everything subject to ownership is property. So for nearly 100 years, the Supreme Court has made the very reasonable determination that you own your income. And if you own your income, it's property, which means we have those property tax restrictions, the 1%, the uniformity. So that doesn't mean you can't have an income tax in Washington. You just can't have one that's graduated above 1%. So what they tried to do with this capital gains tax is they played a game. They said, well, we're not going to call it income. We're going to say it's an excise tax. And those are things like the gas tax, the cigarette tax, the real estate excise tax. They're transaction taxes. They're not taxes on the income. And to try to get around that constitutional prohibition, because the voters have rejected six constitutional amendments to allow a graduated income tax. And the court said, we don't care what you call it. It's clearly an income tax. And underneath Washington's property tax restrictions, it's unconstitutional. So when we come now to this new initiative, Initiative 1929, it's probably the cleanest initiative you will ever see. It's one page. And all it simply does is repeal that bill that the legislature passed last year imposing this capital gains income tax.
For all intents and purposes, it's a referendum. It just, you know, the legislature passed a bill. This strikes it down. But because the deadline ran out for, or the legislature would not allow a referendum by calling this, quote, an emergency, close quote, they had to go the initiative route. They had to go the long way around.
Exactly. And you may recall during the floor debate, Senator Mark Bullitt, who voted against the bill, got up and said that his caucus, the majority Democrats, were moving heaven and earth. Those were his words. They moved heaven and earth to deny Washingtonians their right of referendum on this new income tax. So with the referendum door being closed, that's why you saw the lawsuits being filed and now this new initiative. But I was hopeful that the fact that we have a Inslee appointed judge now ruling just like everybody else, that this is an income tax, not an excise tax, that when the Attorney General's office wrote the ballot title and summary for this new initiative, it would reflect that. It would honestly reflect what's being proposed. And unfortunately, it still is calling it an excise tax in the ballot title and summary.
You know, that's so dishonest. That is so dishonest for an attorney. First of all, the Attorney General's office is supposed to take politics out of the ballot title writing business. And Bob Ferguson not only has allowed politics, he's injected politics into ballot title writing. And for him to propose a ballot title that refers to the capital gains income tax as an excise tax is just an exercise in just rank dishonesty.
This does set up an interesting legal situation here in the coming weeks. Under the law, people who file a ballot measure have 5 business days from the time the Attorney General submits the ballot title and summary to appeal it to Thurston County Superior Court if they disagree. Now, I don't know yet if the 1929 campaign plans to do this, but if they do, it will be a very interesting thing to see. Does the Thurston County Superior Court want to pretend that the Douglas County Superior Court doesn't exist? How do they handle the fact that the court has ruled this is an income tax? But the Attorney General isn't the only one who appears to want to pretend like this ruling didn't happen. I have reached out to the Department of Revenue to find out now that this ruling is in place, now that the judge has said that this tax is void, invalid, inoperable, what are you doing with the rulemaking and how are you going to approach when this tax is due? Are you going to still try to collect it? And the Department of Revenue essentially told me they are moving forward as if okay. The ruling didn't happen until they hear otherwise from a higher court.
All right. Well, that I understand is that, you know, we're waiting for final resolution. If the Supreme Court says we're not hearing it, then it's resolved. Or if you know, they hear it, we'll wait to see what they say. But for this initiative campaign to get a ballot title like that, it again just shows the rank dishonesty that Bob Ferguson has sunk to in that office. We got to move along here. Want to thank you very much, Jason, for bringing this to our attention. Also, want to call to our listeners' attention the great work being done there. Washington Policy Center. Jason writes a blog. You don't want to miss it. Just go to washingtonpolicy.org.
Great. Thank you, John.
You got it.